Sarajevo, and other towns in Bosnia. I would like to talk today a little bit on the development of consciousness. And on Slatki, Slatki Med. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. You have to be careful because if you move the microphone this disturbing sound is, so please, yes. In Western philosophy, we sometimes hear that we are human beings and we have a soul. However, from the Eastern perspective, this is wrong. We are a soul and have a human being. Do you understand the difference? One is we are a human being and have a soul, and the other is we are the soul and have a human experience.
Jedno shvaćanje je da smo mi ljudsko biće i imamo dušu, a drugo shvaćanje je da smo mi duša i da imamo ljudsko biće, odnosno iskustvo ljudskog bića.
Yes. In other words, the spiritual philosophy of India tells us that we are all citizens of a higher or spiritual world.
Drugim riječima, duhovna filozofija Indije nam govori da smo mi zapravo svi stanovnici višeg ili duhovnog svijeta.
By mistake only we have come into this material world.
I samo smo greškom došli u ovaj materijalni svijet.
And we have taken on this material bodies.
I prihvatili smo ova materijalna tijela.
The material body is a vehicle which goes from birth to old age and finally to death.
Materijalno tijelo je vozilo koje nas vozi od rođenja preko starosti i konačno do smrti.
These stations are already sure for everyone.
Ove stanice su već sigurne za svakoga.
Let us look at this young little girl.
Pogledajmo svi u ovu mladu, malu djevojčicu.
Please, rise.
Molim se, ustani.
Yeah. Come.
Dođi ovamo, popni se kod njega tamo. Okay.
Yes. She is a young girl.
Ovo je mlada djevojčica.
One day she will be older.
Jednog dana će ona biti starija.
A beautiful girl of Sarajevo.
Prelepa djevojka iz Sarajeva.
Then she will be a old grandma.
I ona će postati stara baka.
And finally we will have to bring this beautiful young girl to the graveyard.
I onda ćemo konačno na posljedku morati da dovedemo ovu prekrasnu mladu djevojčicu na groblje.
This is very practical.
I ovo je vrlo praktično.
But throughout this journey, this young girl remains the same.
Ali kroz ovaj put, kroz to putovanje, ova mlada djevojčica ostaje ista.
She is an eternal spiritual soul.
Ona je vječna duhovna duša.
A part of God.
Djelić Boga.
Voilà. This is a journey of life which all of us have to go through, have gone through and will go through.
To je putovanje života kroz koje mi svi smo prošli ili ćemo morati ga prođemo.
What type of experience this journey of life will be for us is entirely dependent on the development of our consciousness.
Kako vrsta tog putovanja, kako ćemo mi doživjeti to putovanje, potpuno ovisi o razvoju naše vlastite svjesnosti.
Souls can be in three different types of consciousness while being in the human form of life.
Duše se mogu nalaziti u tri različite vrste svjesnosti dok su u ovom ljudskom obliku života.
One is material consciousness.
Jedna je materijalna svjesnost.
The other is a type of enlightened material consciousness.
Druga vrsta svjesnosti je vrsta prosvjetljene duhovne svjesnosti.
And the third is the fully blossomed state of consciousness.
I dok je treće stanje potpuno prostalo stanje duhovne svjesnosti.
Yes. Let me explain.
Dopustite da objasnim.
The material consciousness is compared to a flower in its budding state.
Materijalna svjesnost se opisuje poput cvijeta koji se nalazi u stanju pupoljka.
Like
kao što je ovakav.
On this stage of consciousness a person fully identifies with the material body.
U ovom stanju svjesnosti osoba se u potpunosti identificira sa materijalnim tijelom.
He is mostly interested in eating, sleeping, in mating, and in defending.
Takva osoba se najviše interesira za jedenje, spavanje, razmnožavanje i branjenje.
More or less like an animal, but on a human form of life.
To je više kao životinja, međutim na ljudskom nivou.
Then the next stage of consciousness is the blooming state of consciousness.
Zatim drugo stanje svjesnosti je procvalo, odnosno ono koje cvate stanje svjesnosti.
On this state of consciousness a person asks for God and his relationship to God.
U ovom stanju svjesnosti osoba se raspituje o Bogu i svom odnosu sa Bogom.
And in the third stage of consciousness a person is called, he has developed the fully blossomed state of consciousness.
I u trećem stanju svjesnosti takva osoba je potpuno ima prostalo stanje, razvijeno stanje prostale svjesnosti.
On this level of consciousness one is full of love for God.
Na tom nivou svjesnosti osoba je prepuna ljubavi prema Bogu.
Please understand, this three levels of consciousness have nothing to do with a particular religion or spiritual understanding.
Molim vas shvatite da ova tri nivoa svjesnosti uopće nemaju nikakve veze sa određenom religijom ili duhovnim opredjeljenjem.
To prove my point, I will give you an example from the Sufi tradition about the fully bloomed state of consciousness, of full God consciousness.
Da sam dokazao svoju pointu, onda ću vam dati jedan primjer iz sufijske filozofije o stanju potpuno prostale duhovne svjesnosti.
Once there was a Sufi with his master, with his disciple, who went through the countryside.
Jednom je bio jedan Sufi koji je išao sa svojim učenikom po seoskom pejzažu, odnosno po tom kraju.
They came to a beautiful lake.
Došli su ka prekrasnom jezeru.
And from the island in the lake they heard the chanting of God's name according to the Sufi tradition.
I sa otoka koji se nalazio u jezeru čuli su prekrasno mantranje Božjih imena u sufijskom shvaćanju.
but the mantra was faulty, it was not properly pronounced.
Ali mantra je bila pogrešna, nije bila ispravno izgovarana.
So the Sufi master told her his disciple, come in the boat, we will row to the island and teach the hermit how to chant properly God's name.
I stoga je Sufi učitelj rekao svom učniku, dođi sa mnom u čamac, mi ćemo preveslati jezero i naučit ćemo tog pustinjaka kako da pravilno mantra tu mantru.
When they arrived in the island, they saw a hermit who was sitting there and chanting the names of God with tears of love in his eyes.
I kada su njih dvojica stigli na otok, onda su ugledali pustinjaka koji je sjedio i mantrao je imena Boga sa suzama prepune ljubavi prema Bogu uz njegovim očima.
Brother, said the Sufi master, your pronunciation is wrong. Say it like this.
Brate, rekao je Sufi učitelj, tvoj izgovor je pogrešan. Molim te, izgovaraj mantru ovako.
And the hermit said, thank you very much. I will surely do it correct now.
I pustinjak je rekao, oh, hvala ti jako puno, ja ću to sada svakako uraditi na ispravan način.
So after this, the master with his disciples again rode over the lake and continued their journey.
I nakon toga, učitelj je ponovo preveslao cijelo jezero sa svojim učenikom i nastavio svoje putovanje.
After some time, they saw something which totally shocked them.
I nakon određenog vremena vidjeli su nešto što ih je potpuno šokiralo.
They saw the hermit running over the water, saying, Čekaj, stop, how was the right pronunciation?
Vidjeli su pustinjaka koji je trčao preko vode prema njima i rekao, čekaj, stani, kako je bio pravilni izgovor?
I have forgotten.
Zaboravio sam.
Dobro večer. very nice. So the master said, no, don't worry, you're doing all right. Continue. So whatever see, spirituality is not only something which is to be found in a certain spiritual teaching, it is something which is totally universal.
Jer vidite, duhovnost nije nešto što se pronalazi u samo određenoj duhovnosti ili procesu. To je nešto što se nalazi u potpunosti u ovome svijetu.
But what you can find everywhere are these spiritual principles.
Ali ono što možete pronaći svugdje su ovi duhovni principi.
One person is on the budding state of consciousness.
Jedna osoba je na nivou kukuljka,
where he is only aware of material things.
Kada je samo svjestan materijalnih stvari.
Another person is on the blooming state of consciousness, where he begins to understand something about spiritual knowledge.
A druga osoba se nalazi na nivou procvjetalog cvijeta, kada već počinje nešto da shvata o duhovnom stanju.
And the last person is on the fully blossomed state of consciousness, where he is full of love, understanding his true identity as an eternal part of God.
A zadnja osoba, treća osoba se nalazi na nivou potpune ljubavi prema Bogu, kada potpuno shvaća svoj duhovni identitet, koji je zapravo vječni djelić Boga.
On what level are you?
Na kojem ste nivou vi?
We have some people in the Hare Krishna movement who are in the budding state of consciousness. They're very materialistic people.
U Hare Krishna pokretu postoje neke osobe koje su na prvom nivou, na nivou pupoljka, i one su jako materialističke svjesnosti.
They are trying to develop their consciousness, but they are not yet very successful.
Oni pokušavaju da razviju svoju svjesnost, ali još uvijek nisu vrlo uspješni.
Sometimes there are members of other spiritual organizations who may have been a little bit more successful in developing their consciousness.
A ponekada postoje neki članovi drugih duhovnih organizacija koji su možda na drugom nivou i uspjeli su malo razviti svoju duhovnu svjesnost.
And we have very, very advanced people in our movement who have already developed love of Krishna.
A također u našem pokretu imamo i vrlo, vrlo napredne osobe koje su već razvile svoju ljubav prema Krishni.
This development of consciousness is a totally individual thing.
Taj razvoj svjesnosti je potpuno individualna stvar.
You do not have to be part of a member or part of an organization.
Vi ne morate biti član neke organizacije.
But you have to be practicing a spiritual process to develop this.
Ali morate prakticirati duhovni proces da bi to razvili u sebi.
In my spiritual tradition, the Vedic tradition, something very interesting has been said about developing our consciousness.
U mojoj duhovnoj tradiciji, odnosno vedskoj tradiciji, nešto je vrlo interesantno rečeno o razvoju naše vlastite svjesnosti.
There Krishna has been compared with the sun.
Tu Krishna se uspoređuje sa suncem.
And the living entity with a flower which is meant to develop.
A živo biće se uspoređuje sa cvijetom koji treba da se razvije.
When you have a sun, when you have the sun and the flower, can the flower develop?
Kada imate sunce i cvijet, da li se cvijet može razviti?
Yes, it can, but it can also dry out.
Da, može, ali se može također i osušiti.
You need also water.
Također trebate vodu.
In the same way, for the development of our consciousness, we need the water of spiritual instructions which comes through a spiritual master.
Na isti način, da bi razvili svoju duhovnu svjetlost, mi trebamo vodu duhovnih instrukcija koje dolaze kroz našeg duhovnog učitelja.
Who can give this spiritual master's duty is to give realized spiritual instructions.
I dužnost takvog duhovnog učitelja jeste davati nama duhovne instrukcije.
He gives the water of spiritual understanding to us.
On nama daje vodu duhovnog razumijevanja.
If we only have God but no spiritual teacher, we might dry out.
Ako imamo samo Boga, ali ne duhovnog učitelja, onda bi se mogli osušiti.
Just like a flower who only has the sun but no water might dry out.
Isto poput cvijeta koji ima samo sunce, ali nema vode, može također se osušiti.
Who is this spiritual teacher who can give us the necessary water for our spiritual growth?
Ko je taj duhovni učitelj koji nam može dati potrebnu vodu koja je toliko potrebna za naš duhovni razvoj?
I want to tell you a little bit about my own spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, so that you can gain some further insights into his personality.
Želim vam reći nešto više i o mom vlastitom duhovnom učitelju koji se zove Srila Prabhupada, kako bi dobili malo dublje razumijevanje njegove ličnosti.
In the ancient Vedic scriptures it was foretold that within this time a great teacher would come from India and spread the ancient knowledge of the Vedas into the Western world.
U drevnim vedskim spisima bilo je prorečeno da će u ovo moderno doba doći jedan čovjek sa istoka koji će prenijeti drevno vedsko znanje na ovaj zapadnjački svijet.
In these foretellings it is explained that although people in the Western world are very, very, by nature, not so spiritual, when they come together with the teachings of this great teacher from India, they can nourish their spiritual life.
I to proročanstvo je reklo da iako ljudi na zapadu u ovo današnje vrijeme su jako ogrezli u materializmu, da kada dođu u kontakt sa ovim prekrasnim i duhovnim vedskim učenjem sa preko tog velikog duhovnog učitelja, onda će moći raditi svoju duhovnu svjesnost.
This foretelling has become realized when Srila Prabhupada sailed from India to America and started to translate and spread the Vedic teachings.
A to proročanstvo se zaista i obistinilo kada je Srila Prabhupada doputovao iz Indije u Ameriku i počeo da prevodi i također objašnjava
As a result, there are now books in 120 languages of the world available in each country and many, many temples.
I kao rezultat sada imamo mnogo, mnogo vjerskih knjiga koje su prevedene na 120 svjetskih jezika i nalaze se u mnogim, mnogim hramovima širom svijeta.
This great teacher left the world in the year
1977.
Now you might say, oh, too bad, I missed him.
I sad možete reći, oh, kakva šteta, propustio sam ga.
But this is actually not a correct understanding.
Ali zapravo to nije pravilno razumijevanje.
The soul never dies.
Duša nikada ne umre.
Just like the sun who never dies, even when it sets in the western horizon.
Isto poput sunca koje nikada ne umire iako zalazi na zapadu.
Especially a great spiritual teacher who has fulfilled Vedic prophecies never dies.
A posebno veliki vedski učitelj koji je ispunio vedsko proročanstvo, on nikada ne umire.
And you can have his, you can contact him even now.
I možete ga kontaktirati čak i sada.
Srila Prabhupada can be especially contacted by reading his transcendental literature.
Srila Prabhupada možete specijalno kontaktirati čitajući njegovu transcendentalnu literaturu.
A mystical communication can take place.
Mistična komunikacija se može desiti.
Just by contacting the knowledge which he has left in his books.
Jednostavno samo kontaktirajući mistično znanje koje on ostavio u svojim knjigama.
But you can also pray to him.
A možete mu se također i pomoliti.
And in this way receive the water which is necessary for your spiritual growth.
I na taj način možete primiti vodu koja je neophodna za vaš duhovni razvoj.
So many people today have a dry spiritual life.
Toliko mnogo ljudi danas imaju suh duhovni život.
So many religious-minded people are anxiously asking for answers in their lives.
Toliko mnogo religiozno nastrojenih ljudi tako tjeskobno traže mnogi odgovore u svom životu.
All these types of people should make contact with the water of Srila Prabhupada's instructions.
Svi ti vrste ljudi trebaju zapravo ostvariti kontakt sa vodom Srila Prabhupadovih instrukcija.
So that their spiritual life can grow.
Tako da njihov duhovni život može rasti.
Like a flower which has the necessary water and the sun.
Poput cvijeta koji ima neophodnu vodu i sunce.
Please try it.
Molim vas, pokušajte.
Do not think, oh, this Swami who has just come from London is very enthusiastic about his own spiritual master. No, this is not some sectarian thing. It is a universal knowledge.
Nemojte, molim vas, misliti, ovo je jedan svami koji je toliko upravo došao iz Londona, baš je toliko entuzijastičan u vezi svog vlastitog duhovnog učitelja. Ne, shvatite da su to stvari koje su od velike važnosti u našem životu.
Especially I want to address also our devotees from Bosnia.
Specijalno želim se obratiti našim baktama iz Bosne.
Some of you look very dry.
Neki od vas izgledate vrlo suho.
From the aura.
Od aure.
Or the influence. You need to have more water.
Trebate imati više vode.
Hari bol. These are universal truths.
To su univerzalne istine.
Now I want to make one last point.
I sada želim dati jednu posljednju poantu.
If you allow me.
Ako mi dozvolite.
I want to tell you a story.
Želim vam ispričati priču.
To satisfy our dear Bhakta Sevko.
Kako bi zadovoljio našeg dragog Bhakta Sevko.
Who has given this lecture the title Sweet Honey.
Koji je ovoj lekciji dao ime slatki med.
When I came to Sarajevo once, I told a story which is full of spiritual instructions which I want to explain also today.
Kada sam jednom došao u Sarajevo, ispričao sam priču punu duhovnih instrukcija i koju želim ponovo ponoviti danas.
Once there was a man.
Bio jednom jedan čovjek.
Like a real story it starts.
Počinje kao prava priča.
He was going into a forest.
On je išao u šumu.
As he was in the forest, he heard the sounds of wild animals hunting for food.
I kako je ulazio u šumu, onda je čuo glasove i korake divljih životinja koje su lovile hranu.
And he knew he had to be very careful.
I znao je da je morao biti vrlo pažljiv.
Very, very silently he ran through the forest.
Vrlo, vrlo tiho je trčao kroz šum.
But while he was looking to the left side, he did not pay attention to where he was walking or running.
Ali dok je gledao na lijevu stranu, nije obraćao pažnju kuda je trčao ili hodao.
And he fell into a well.
I pao je u bunar.
It was a very deep well.
To je bio vrlo dubok bunar.
As he was falling, he was nervously trying to catch something on the walls of the well in order to not fall completely down.
I kako je padao iz bunar, očajnički je pokušavao da se uhvati za nešto na zidovima bunara kako ne bi potpuno pao.
And by good luck, he captured a liana.
I samo dobrom srećom uhvatio je lijanu.
He was hanging there.
Visio je tu.
And felt very, very relieved, but very anxious also.
I osjećao je veliko, veliko olakšanje, ali također i veliku tjeskobu.
Yes. Then he saw to his great shock two rats coming to the lian.
I onda na svoje veliko zaprepaštenje vidio je kako dva štakora dolaze do njegove lijane.
One was a white rat and the other a black rat.
Jedan je bio bijeli štakor, a drugi je bio crni štakor.
And both started to eat on the lijane.
I obojica su počeli da gritkaju njegovu lijanu.
It was only a matter of time before he would fall down and break his neck and die in the bruna.
I samo je bilo pitanje vremena kada će se lijana prekinuti i kada će on pasti na dno i slomiti svoj vrat.
He was screaming, please help, is there anyone who can help me?
I on je vrištao, molim vas, u pomoć, ima li koga ko mi može pomoći?
But only the echo was answering him.
Ali mu je echo samo dalo odgovor.
Then, just maybe 5 meters above him was a beehive.
I onda iznad njega može nekih samo 5 metara naložila se košnica pčela.
And from the beehive fell a drop of honey onto his tongue.
I iz te košnice pčela izkapnula jedna kap meda na njegov jezik.
The man was thinking, slatkom, slatkom med. It tastes so good.
Tako je dobrog ukusa.
My life is saved.
Moj život je spašen.
Later he fell down.
A kasnije je pao.
And died.
Umro.
Are we not all in a similar situation?
Zar mi svi nismo u sličnoj situaciji?
You might say, I don't follow.
Možda ćete reći, pa ne slijedim baš to ništa.
Let me explain.
Dopustite da objasnim.
The forest can be compared to this material world.
Šuma se može usporediti sa ovim materijalnim svijetom.
In which disease and death are constantly hunting for victims.
U kojem nas bolest i smrt konstantno love poput lovca.
The man who is running is the soul.
A čovjek koji trči kroz šumu je duša.
Who has fallen into this material body.
Koji je pao u ovo materijalno tijelo.
Hari, hari. the soul is somewhere, just like our man who was hanging in the midst of the well, the soul is somewhere in the midst of the body if you stretch the arms out.
I isto poput čovjeka koji je pao u bunar, naša duša, odnosno duša se nalazi negdje u sredini našeg tijela, ako isložite svoje ruke, tu je nalazite u sredini tijela.
The soul is hanging there on its life expectancy.
I duša tu visi na životnim očekivanjima.
Yes. See, this is your life.
Evo vidite, ako je to vaš život.
Yes, birth.
Tu je rođenje.
And here's death.
I ovdje je smrt.
Then, you know, our tiny Hari with this attractive head, he is somewhere here.
I naš mala beba Hari sa svojim privlačnim šeširićem, on se ovdje nalazi na ovom kraju.
And an old man is somewhere here.
Dok je stari čovjek na drugom kraju.
But it can also be that a young man who is only 5 years old is here, just before his death.
Ali se također može i desiti da mladi čovjek koji ima tek 5 godina je tu, na kraj, pred kraj svog života.
We all hang on our life expectancy.
Svi visimo na našom životnom trajanju, odnosno života.
The days, that is the white rat, and the nights, which are the black rat, are eating away on it.
I dani koji su predstavljeni u priči kao bijeli štakor i noći koji su crni štakor grizu nit našeg života.
And until one day we fall.
Dok jednog dana mi ne padnemo.
We fall to the death.
Padamo u smrt.
So, this is the analogy.
I to je ta analogija.
We are in a dangerous situation.
Mi smo u opasnoj situaciji.
However, we forget this.
Kako smo to zaboravili?
Because of the sweet, illusory taste of material life.
Zbog slatkog ukusa iluzornog materijalnog života.
Some think because they have a nice car, they are all right, they are saved.
Neki misle da zato što imaju lijepo auto, oni su u redu i spašeni.
Others think because they have a lot of money, they are somehow saved.
Drugi misle da zbog toga što imaju puno novaca da su spašeni.
But you are only saved if you develop your spiritual consciousness.
Ali vi ste jedino spašeni ako razvijete svoju duhovnu svjesnost.
And return to the kingdom of deathlessness, the spiritual world.
I vratite se u kraljevstvo besmrtnosti, odnosno duhovni svijet.
Our movement is there to help you.
Naš pokret je tu da vam pomogne.
On this journey.
Na ovom putovanju.
We do have these wonderful spiritual books which are translated by Srila Prabhupada, which can give you the necessary water so that your God consciousness can fully grow.
I mi imamo ove prekrasne knjige Srila Prabhupada koje imaju te neophodne duhovne instrukcije, tu vodu koja je potrebna za vaš puni duhovni razvoj.
A flower needs sun, but also water to grow.
Cvijet treba sunce, ali također i vodu da bi narastao.
Thank you very, very much and Hare Krishna. Now, what should we do? Maybe make a little pause and show the slides. I think what we should do now is we make a 5-minute pause.
Mislim da ono što trebamo učiniti sada napraviti 5-minutnu pauzu.
And in this time we put the slide projection on.
I za to vrijeme mi ćemo uspostaviti slide projekciju.
I will show to you a holy place in India, in the jungle of central India.
Ja ću vam na toj slide projekciji pokazati sveta mjesta u Indiji, odnosno unutar džungli u Indiji.
It is the place where an incarnation of Krishna, Lord Nrsimhadev, appeared.
To su prekrasna velika mjesta gdje se pojavio gospodin Nrsimhadev.
I think we should have 5 minutes pause is a little short. Maybe exactly 10 English minutes.
Mislim da je 5 minuta malo prekratko, tako mislim da ćemo trebati 10 engleskih minuta.
Yes, that means exact, yes, exact, yes.
To znači tačno 10 minuta.
Where will we show, one moment before you all, where will we show the slides? Yes. Okay, so you can all, this, the chairs can remain like this. You might like to move a little bit around, look a little bit at the books and so on, but please be situated in 10 minutes. Wow, so much! Is it from you?
I know English.
You know English? How do we have so much Lakshmi? So much?
My mommy.
Your mama gave it to you. Wonderful. Please.